Can you present your second case?
Sure. So this is a 51-year-old male who presented with fatigue and extreme weakness of the lower extremities. And he had a very difficult time to get up from the bed. He was found to have Eaton-Lambert syndrome. He went to see a family physician and he was sent to the neurologist. This patient is a smoker, but he never really smoked heavily, but he smoked one pack per day, at least like 35 years. And then he was found to have a small lesion in the lung, right hilar area, and he underwent to a bronchoscopy, and this was done by the CT-guided FNA. It did show a small cell lung cancer. And he had a PET CT scan, which showed 2 centimeter right hilar lymph node. And this SUV was 6 and a 4 centimeter subcarinal lymph node, which showed SUV 13. And he had MRI of the brain, which was negative, and adrenal gland and the liver kidneys. These were all negative for the metastasis. And he did not have any bone marrow. His peripheral blood was fine. And the LDH was not elevated. So he was staged as limited stage small cell lung cancer. This patient originally, he used to play basketball and a very, very healthy guy. But when he started to have this weakness, he was told all different kind of diagnosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome and so on, and that's why he was sent to the neurologist. Interestingly, this neurologist did some antibody study, and he did have a HU-WHO antibody. But anyhow, this paraneoplastic syndrome kind of accelerated this diagnosis, because he did not have much of the shortness of breath or cough related to the lung cancer directly from the pulmonary lesion.
So I'm trying to remember the pathophysiology of Eaton-Lambert syndrome. It's a peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, this is kind of an antibody from the tumor attacking the neuromuscular septum. The patient gets a very weakness in the proximal muscle, mainly lower extremities. And once they start to move around, their strength comes back.
Right.
It's the opposite of the myasthenia gravis,
right,
which attacks around a small peripheral muscle, like a double vision in the evening. They get very weak in the evening, but once they rest, they are okay. So that's the other way, you know, different group of the muscle.
Did he have muscle wasting?
Yes, he did. When he came in, his wife was pushing this wheelchair because he had a weakness of the lower extremities. And that was not really shortness of breath, but he really had a muscle weakness of the lower extremities.
So what was the thinking in terms of treatment?
Well, staging-wise, he did not have any distant metastasis, but we used to say if somebody who has paraneoplastic syndrome from the small cell lung cancer, their outcome is very poor. So are we going to put this patient very aggressive chemo radiation treatment, or shall we start to just go ahead and give chemotherapy followed by consolidation of radiation therapy to the chest? But I realized his weakness of the muscle is coming from the cancer. But otherwise, his lung function was fine. And, you know, he really did not have any severe deteriorated, like a weight loss was less than 5%. So we decided to put this patient on the trial, which was starting concurrent chemo, etoposide, cisplatin, and the radiation treatment. And then he was treated 61.2 gray within 5 weeks, and he had a complete response, and his weakness disappeared, and he really started to walk around even around the fourth week of the radiation treatment. So he really had a great response to the chemo radiation.
And what's his current situation right now?
So this was like almost 5 years ago. He had complete response. We restaged him, PET CT scan, bronchoscopy, and all the cancer disappeared. So he had a prophylactic cranial irradiation. If any patient who have complete response, that's the most frequent place cancer grows within 1 or sometimes 2 years. So we decided to give him a prophylactic cranial irradiation, which he had 2.5 gray times 10. He tolerated treatment very well, and he has like 3 sons, and he plays basketball together, and he has gained weight, and he looks healthier than anybody around him. He's back to work, and he looks just great.
So can he or you detect any type of mental or neurologic dysfunction as a result of the cranial radiation?
No. He underwent to have neuropsychological testing in our institution, and according to our protocol through the RTOG, they have to have neuropsychological testing if anybody who had severe dementia or some alcohol-related encephalitis. We don't put those patients on this PCI, but he did not have any of those. So we put this patient on the trial, which was randomized high dose and a regular dose. High dose was 36 gray, going 2 gray times 18, and the other standard dose was 2.5 gray times 10, and he was randomized to get the standard dose. But he does not have any neurocognitive deficiency. He has incredible memory. He remembers all the things. And we repeat this neurocognitive testing every 6 months. And he has not had any deterioration. And his memory is just incredible. He remembers all our names and our physician assistant and our nurses' names. And when he had the treatment, he remembers everything.